when wine is on trial. The gossip is dishy.
Hot goss.
The judges are drunk.
Wasted.
The verdicts are random.
So random.
This is True Crimes Against Wine.
Hello, welcome to another episode of
True Crimes
Against Wine.
Sidebar.
Sidebar.
Ooh.
Today's question is for us from Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. Another Rachel. I love it.
So in our recent Jane Austen episode.
Yes.
We did the Earl Grey gin.
Yes, we did.
And we had French 75s.
Yes.
Brit 75s,
Brit 75s, right.
As one of our cocktails that we did.
Yeah.
And you had the question, why is it called a French 75? Like, where does the 75 come from?
Yes.
And so I did some research.
Okay, Judge
Shepherd. And we can answer that now.
Oh, I love it. Did you also prepare some French 75s?
I wish I could totally do with a French 75 right now.
Yes. All right, let's pause this and make some. Fact checker, quick.
Fact checker. So.
Okay.
French 75 is a cocktail made from gin, champagne, lemon juice, and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's also called a 75 cocktail.
Okay.
Or in French, simply a soixante quinze.
Soixante quinze?
Yeah, 75 in French.
Oh. You know, counting in French is so weird.
Yeah.
It does not make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all.
Okay.
But this is not a French podcast.
No.
Oui, non. The drink dates back to World War I, and it originated in Paris.
Okay.
At a place that was called the New York Bar.
Ooh.
Then it was later called Harry's New York Bar.
Why did Harry have to insert himself into it?
Because barman Harry McElhone was the one who created the cocktail.
Oh, yay for you, Harry.
The combination was said to have such a kick that it felt like being shelled by the powerful French 75 millimeter field gun.
Oh, my God. That's gory.
I have a picture.
Oh, wow. That's a cannon.
Yeah.
That's not a field gun. That is a cannon.
So they still used that gun ceremonially
okay.
for, like, different things in France.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, the drink with its current name and recipe developed over the 1920s, although similar drinks date to the 19th century.
Okay.
In the 19th century, the champagne cup was a popular cocktail consisting of champagne, lemon juice, sugar, and ice.
Mm.
And then gin was sometimes added, yielding a drink much like the French 75.
Okay.
Now, it was first recorded as the 75 in Harry's ABC of Mixing Cocktails, 1922 edition.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool to get your hands on a vintage copy of that?
Oh my God, that would be so cool.
Yeah. If any of you have a really cool antique store and you have a copy, send it to us.
Yeah, please do.
Or just take a picture.
We'll do a bunch of sidebars with all of the cocktails.
Oh, yes.
That would be so fun.
Yes, for sure.
I mean, think about that. It's 100 years old now, this cocktail.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Whenever I think about time, I don't know about you, I always start at 2000 for some reason. Like if somebody says something was 50 years ago.
I'm like, 1950s.
Yeah.
Same.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I think we don't want to admit how old we are.
I think it's true. I wonder if that's like a common millennial plight.
Probably. We are like a quarter into this new century at this point.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it's still like, oh, it's just early 2000s. Like,
yeah.
No, it's not.
It's nuts.
Nope.
Ugh. Okay. I hate it. So, anyway, the recipe took its now classic form French 75 name in Here's How by Judge Jr.
That's a real name?
That's a real name.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's had several different iterations and kind of, like, evolved over time. And where did I have in my notes? There's another cocktail that uses cognac instead of gin.
Oh, okay.
And that one is called the French 125.
Okay.
I don't know why that's called a French 125.
Is that also after a weapon?
It might be.
Okay.
Yeah. Similar drinks. You've got the French 125, of course. And then there's the Tom Collins, which is a popular cocktail.
I don't know if I've ever had a Tom Collins.
So basically, it's with carbonated water instead of champagne.
Oh, but it smells like gin and lemon juice and sugar.
Yeah, it's very light and refreshing.
Okay.
So it doesn't pack as much of a kick.
Okay, it's a good, like, hot weather drink.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so that is the history of the French 75.
Well, thanks, Rachel, for my wonderful question.
Thank you, Rachel, for your insightful question. Yeah.
I forgot I asked you that.
I was listening to the episode last night, and I was like, oh, shit, we need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, we say a lot of things that maybe we don't always follow through on.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I loved learning that because I guess I had assumed the 75 came from a year when I thought about the cocktail. But it's interesting to think about its World War I origins.
Yeah.
The weaponry.
Yeah.
Who knew?
So you get some swag now.
And if anybody else has a question for us, you can reach us at truecrimesagainstwine@gmail.com, TikTok.
As well as Facebook and Instagram.
That's right.
It took me a second there.
I stole the ones you usually
say. Yeah, you did. All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers.